Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
As the Drifters bring us back more of the classics from the Wayback Machine 20 or 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, also a classic from the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. The third ingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R.com is the website, and she's the author of the whole Bare Bones Business series of books on business planning. Also, Where Did the Money Go? She knows from whence she speaks. She is a small business owner just like you. She's dealing with all the ins and outs and ups and downs and the scary stuff that you and I are dealing with, and she's out here helping us get better. Ellen, thanks again for being here. I'll tell you a quick little story. Back in my consulting days before I started my media company, I had a couple who ran a textile company. They were a knitting company. It probably had 50 employees, 100 employees maybe, and they wanted me to come out and help them. They were in trouble, and I went out there and I said, "Okay, can I see your financials?" And they said, sure. And they left and they came back and they brought me the year before tax return.
Uh-oh.
They showed me the operating statement and the balance sheet from the tax return, which had happened about 9 months before for the previous year. So this lettuce was 2 years old. And you know what two-year-old lettuce looks like, right, folks? So, I mean, and of course, I couldn't help them. They didn't make it.
Oh, I know, and it's so, like, there's myths, like, do what you love and the money will follow,
It will. No, that may be true, but you just won't keep it. It'll go right through.
It'll go right through, and it isn't that hard. Here's what you can do. Like, if this is ringing true for you, as Jim and I are visiting, sit down with either a good bookkeeper or an accountant. If they don't have time for you, find someone who will. And sit down elbow to elbow and go to that tax return if that's all you have or whatever you've got for financials and you go line by line and see if it's right. I used to charge tens of thousands of dollars for this, Jim. Here's how you do it. You put a smiley face next to the numbers that are right that you can verify. You put a frowny face next to the numbers that are wrong and you put a question mark if you don't know. You audit your own book and that's what, I don't know, is it right? Put a question mark if you don't know. And then bit by bit, you can go verify that information. What do you have for cash? Well, you know what? The bank has been doing a better job than you have been. Let's use their information. Let's go to the bank statement, and we'll flip to that number. And you can go through your reports, figure out how much you have in assets, how much you owe in liabilities, and the difference is your equity. And an accountant with some savvy can help you put that together. Now, if your accountant won't do that, you've got to go shopping. You might have to kiss a few frogs.
Well, and
you know, and then as you do that, then you'll start to understand what you've got. Now, if you don't like what you've got, how do you make more money? You charge more than it costs. You trot out the profit and loss. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing. You audit it. And if you're charging less than it costs and operating at a loss, you're going to lose assets.
This isn't that complicated. This is the thing that takes companies down that they're not paying attention to. And let's break this down for them, Ellen. So what you can do is you can sit down with your accountant, the one that's in the business with you, that's helping you manage your numbers. Sit down with that person and say, okay, what is our monthly budget? What are we spending on money on every month? You take that number and you build your 12-month spreadsheet and you put it across there. That's your expectation. Then at the end of the month, you do another financial statement for that month. You sit down with the accountant again and say, okay, how did we do? And let's compare, as my friend Tim Berry says, we'll compare plan versus actual. What you had before was your plan.
Yeah.
Now, what did we do actual? And then your bookkeeper says, or you say, wait a minute, we spent more money than we said we were going to spend. And your bookkeeper says, I know, but we can't spend any less. So then that means you know what you have to do. You have to charge more or create more sales.
Yeah.
Now you know what you have to do, right?
Yes, and that you just said it so nicely in your last segment. If you are really going to stay in business, I believe in premium prices for premium service.
Right.
Unless you're Walmart, right, then knock yourself out. But if you're not Walmart, you've got to charge more.
I've never been the cheapest, and I've never wanted to be the cheapest.
No. No, you can't serve everybody. Just find people who are going to appreciate what you
right.
have. That's
right.
Marketing, that's sales, that all plays into it. This is scorekeeping. There's a
mm-hmm.
great quote by Edward Gibbons that goes like this. I am indeed rich since my income is superior to my expense, and my expense is equal to my wishes. So when you put this budget together, you might start with your expenses. How much do you want to spend? How much do you want to pay yourself and your good people?
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the top line, the income line, and make it bigger to your desired amount of profit.
Right. Profit.
Why not? You're imagining your business when you budget. It's such a powerful goal-setting tool, isn't
it? And your customer list might have to evolve. You may have to drop
mm-hmm.
off some people who are not willing to pay a nickel to see an aunt eat a bale of hay and add on somebody who will pay a dollar to see your aunt eat a bale of hay.
It's so interesting because, you know, when it comes to the people who work with us and when it comes to the people we work for, sometimes there's a hot minute where you have to let somebody go. And you panic because you, like, don't have
mm-hmm.
someone to replace them right away. But unless you let them go, either someone who's working for you is not
right.
not working out or not a good fit or a good customer, you got to find that space so you can go get the right one.
Customers that won't let you make a profit are not your friends. You need to let them go be somewhere else. We'll come back and talk some more about this after the break with our good friend Ellen Rohr. I'm going to ask her to tell us about being a franchisor. How's that working out? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.